Joe Biden makes case for re-election, elect me. I'm in the 20th century. By Wendell Hasebo on April 10, 2024. President Joe Biden, 81, made the case on Wednesday for his re-election, arguing he is ready for four more years because I'm in the 20th century. While speaking with reporters next to the President of Japan at the White House, Biden said, elect me. I'm in the 20th century, before correcting himself, saying, the 21st century. It is not the first gaffe or inaccurate statement delivered by Biden, whom special counsel Robert Hur described as an elderly man with a poor memory. Numerous times, and perhaps several times during each speech, Biden makes embarrassing gaffes. He has stated his favorite memory of 2023 was the alleged improvement of the U.S. economy. Claimed he never met with Hunter Biden's associates, despite photo evidence. Said Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. Maintained he only had six grandchildren, ignoring Hunter Biden's out-of-wedlock child. Declared twice that his son died in Iraq. To decrease the number of mistakes, White House aides give Biden note cards and suggest he stay on a pre-written script, Reuters reported in January. His planned words are typically fully crafted and vetted by a host of advisors. That strategy appeared to be deployed during his press conference on Wednesday. Asked about the Hamas/Israel war, Biden appeared to read answers from his note cards. Biden's public appearances will do little to calm worries about his mental fitness. Polling shows bad signs for the president. Quinnipiac, only about one quarter of voters say Biden is physically or mentally fit to serve a second term. Fox News, 54% of Democrat primary voters prefer an alternative to Biden. 538, Joe Biden is the least popular president in modern history. CNN, majority say there is no chance they would vote for Biden in 2024. Despite the challenges, Biden claimed the American people can trust his words. No one ever doubts I mean what I say, Biden told donors in September. The problem is I sometimes say all that I mean. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.